20 minutes after 4. It is downtown on the Pulse, AM 620 WZON. Strutting our stuff here on the program. And joined on the telephone, the Tiller and Rye telephone line, I might add, by our friend, the best-looking guy on TV. Let's not lie, it's Tim Throckmorton from WABI TV5. Hi, Tim.
Good tunes, guys. Nice job.
Got that Stack, you know, doing his thing back there.
Oh, yeah, Stack. Sick. Awesome.
Hey, so first of all, congratulations on the graduation of your daughter, Hillary, over the weekend from Bates. That's awesome.
Oh, it is. It's really special. You know, if you watch your kids grow up and want to play sports and find the right marriage of school and athletics, and she just found the right spot. Bates was good to her, and I like to think she was good for Bates, too.
Yeah, you got to be a very proud dad. You got Hillary graduating from Bates, and your son Ellis going to be a captain at Husson next year. That's fantastic stuff for parents to enjoy.
You know, this is really a strange dilemma. I hope he's not listening. He's a guy that he mows lawns in the summer, and he's parlayed that into a great way to mow when you can to work around your workout schedule. And he's working out three times a day and trying to eat six meals a day. So, you know, I mean, he's got it all figured out. I'm not paying his food bill, so I'm good with that. But yeah, he's really, really immersed himself into Husson and that team, and they're really fun to watch. They're going to be better next year, I think. That's a great program that Gabby's got going there.
Well, and you bring up a good point, too, and I tell high school students this all the time. It's all about fit and what's best for you and the size of the school, where the school is. To me, none of that's as important as how you'll fit in and how the student body will match what you're looking for in a school.
No, that's true. He was went to Maine, spent his freshman year at Maine. The football thing, Kazi said he could walk on. He opted not to do that. He just saw, you know, you see the writing on the wall. You've got all these guys in front of you. You're not going to play for 3 or 4 years. And didn't play, missed it so much that he had to find a place to do that. And Husson was just perfect. I mean, he's got a business major going. Gabby's just, you know, puts his arms around everybody there. So that's a perfect fit. And he's gone 2 semesters in a row with straight A's. So, you know, I mean, you're right. It's just a perfect match.
Hey, speaking of coaches, Tim, interesting news last week out of Bangor High School, bringing Carl Parker back to be the head coach of the basketball program. What was your reaction to that?
I think that's a super hire. Carl's, you know, kind of old school. I don't think he'd mind me saying that. You know, he lets people know where he stands. You're going to do it Carl Parker's way. And that may not be popular with all kids and all parents of kids that are playing for him. But you know, he's good for kids. You know, that's the bottom line. He really cares. He works them hard. He doesn't, you know, mess around. You're not going to get away with anything with Carl. And good for him to come back, to be okay with coming back, because, you know, the exit, 30 years ago wasn't pretty. He wasn't happy with the way that happened. But, you know, time heals. Carl's gone through a lot since then, coached a lot of places. And the fact that he can come back says a lot, and that he's willing to. That's tremendous.
Yeah, and I agree with you. And not only a great basketball coach who knows the game, but I coached in middle school with Carl back, 35 years ago now. And Carl doesn't get enough credit for being a great motivator and knowing which kids need a pat on the back and which kids need a little kick in the butt. And he gets the most out of players. I watched him do it with a kid like Alan Zanke that he turned into a D1 player out of Bangor, and Bart Donovan, who went off to play at Vermont as well. He gets the most out of everybody.
You know, that I was just thinking about the day he was hired. I was thinking about that team, Rich, and maybe not a lot of people remember that group, but the Donovan and Zanke and Bobby Hand, who played at Husson, and you know, the other guys on it. You're talking about a front line of 6'9", 6'9", a 6'5" point guard, and then two other really good athletes. I think one of them was Mark Lewis.
Yes, that's right. Yes.
And I can't remember the other player, but that was just a incredibly talented group of guys that he had back then. And you know, they're a little bit a little bit thin right now at Bangor. But, you know, you talk about building. You know, Carl's a guy that knows about building. He's taken, you know, AAU travel teams, really gotten people interested in playing year-round, or not maybe year-round, but certainly in a couple of different off-seasons, being committed to the sport. And I think he can get Bangor back on the map in Division AA or whatever it is now.
Tim Throckmorton, Channel 5 with us here on Downtown. Now, we're closing in on playoff time for spring sports and championship time. Weather not helping a whole lot here the last couple days, but we are moving on into that critical time of year. Who are some of the teams that we ought to keep our eye on in the local high school baseball and softball as we head toward the postseason?
Yeah, it's you know, it's, there are some teams up in Aroostook County that are really good. Some teams like Calais, teams down on the coast, there's some undefeated teams left over. Old Town's softball is really good. Bangor baseball is the defending state champs. I think they're going to be solid. You know, I think it's going to be fun to watch once again, because teams come from sort of different areas and haven't played each other during the regular season, and then you never know what you're going to get during playoff time. But can't wait for the prelims to start, which is next Tuesday, I believe. We're into prelim games, and then on Thursday, we're into quarterfinals. So a couple of more days of regular season to shake things out for the last time, and then we're on to the playoffs.
What have you guys got going at Channel 5 this week that we need to tune in for?
Well, I've got a little story with later in the week with the Herman girls program. They've gone through a lot, the softball team. Eric Gullickson's working on that story. Tonight, we've got a story with Dave Barnett, the new swim coach at Bangor High, and asked him a couple of questions about how difficult it is to follow a guy that just kind of did it all. You know, Phil Emery is an icon, set the standard for a sport, and just did not accept anything except the best from all his kids. And Dave Barnett has a chance to sort of keep that going. So he's talking about that tonight on TV5 News.
Yeah,
5 and 6.
You talk about consistently successful careers in sports. I don't know that they get bigger and more successful than Phil Emery, who, my God, who else, Tim, was at the top of their game when you and I were in high school and were still at the top of their game as recently as last year?
No, that's true. No question. My father used to be a timer with the Bangor swim meets before Phil had his job at Bangor High, and he knew Phil, you know, back in the 60s. Early 60s, before he was coach, and Phil would come over to my house, and I've known him all my life. Really, it was just crazy that he would have started in the 60s coaching that sport, been that good, and still connected to high school kids after 46 years. That doesn't happen very often.
No, absolutely. It's an amazing story. Hey, so you guys are losing one of your talented folks over at Channel 5.
Yeah, we got you coming? You going? You know how it works, Rich.
I do.
Yeah, we have Taylor Kinsler is the new is going to be anchoring the 6 o'clock news, and she's really a great woman. I have not seen her on the air, but she's just a super person. People are going to be really excited to see her. I don't know if I'm speaking out before I should here, but some different people, reporters coming in, and so we're going to have some new faces showing up on TV5 in the next week or so.
You're the dean of things over at 35 Hildreth Street, so do you sort of sit them down and explain the institutional history there, tell them where the bodies are buried, that kind of thing?
I give them all the history of the radio days, Rich.
I hope not all of it, no.
Work weekends.
I thought you and Jim Morris and myself took an oath of secrecy on that stuff.
Yeah, they did, and they've taken some of the pieces of the building. The glass window in front of where my office is now is gone, so there's no harassing anyone. Well, you have a big window where you are right there. So
yeah, oh, yes. Yeah.
You can have people outside tormenting you, but it's not allowed anymore, Rich. There's no tormenting of anchors.
Nice.
on-air personalities is not allowed here at TV5.
the good old days aren't what they used to be.
No, it's not the same anymore.
Tim, always fun to talk with you. Appreciate you making time for us this afternoon. We'll be tuned in tonight, and we'll catch up with you again soon.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Tim. Tim Throckmorton, WABI-TV, Channel 5, joining us here on Downtown.